Right, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, and I'm joined in the studio by Tina Hurley and Susan Dines, and they're here to talk about a charity fundraiser for Headway Essex in memory of Ben Dines. So good morning to both of you ladies.
Morning.
I'm sorry the air conditioning is on so much, it is making it very cold.
That's fine.
But is it nice and warm outside?
No, it's drizzly.
It's hot anyway,
yeah.
So we're worried.
Now, you're here to talk about a charity fundraiser for Headway Essex, and it's in memory of Ben Dines, and it's going to be taking place on the 1st of August. So before we talk about the event, let's talk a little bit about Ben. Tell us all about Ben.
Well, Ben was a happy, fun-loving little boy, always smiling, loads of friends, and it goes to show, because we were arranging this too, and there's so many friends getting in touch,
yeah.
And he was only 11 when he died, so that goes to show how strong a friendship that people have. But, he was going to school at Chalverdon, and he got knocked over, and that's why we're doing this, because we miss him,
yeah.
And you know, there's good memories of him all around, so everybody's always talking about him. When I see him in the street, they always say, "Oh, Ben," you know, everybody remembers Ben,
yeah. And he would be 30 now.
He would be 30.
So that is a really good, I mean, to have people saying now and coming along to the event and still talking about him, that must be it's fantastic,
yeah. We did do one on his 21st,
yeah,
and we raised £3,500 for that, so
yeah.
We're hoping that we might get some more this time,
yeah.
And we've got some really good stuff, but yeah, no, he was absolutely fantastic little boy, and me and his brother miss him,
yeah. And but it's good that you're actually doing things, a positive thing, and years on, still continuing to keep his name out there, and obviously helping other families, because Headway Essex do a fantastic job.
Do you know what? We always talk about him all the time. People mention him every week. I speak to somebody who mentions Ben and says, you know, what a lovely boy he was. And on Facebook, I've had so many messages on that, you know, about this night we're doing. And I really feel blessed with, yeah, the friends that were his and mine.
Headway Essex, tell us a little bit about the work that Headway Essex actually do.
And they offer support to people that have acquired head injuries, either through accidents, sporting injuries. They do this in two ways. They have a rehabilitation centre, and they offer community support services as well.
Yeah. I mean, I have had people in from Headway before, and it's one of those things, if people actually do have an accident, their personalities can completely change, and you can be living with a stranger. And they do a lot of, as you say, rehabilitation work to, you know, help people. Also, if people can't sort of come back to the person they were before, they're there to assist. So they do a fantastic, you know, not just for the person who's had the injury, it's for the whole family as,
yeah,
well, to make sure they're looked after. They places do rely on people raising funds to keep them going,
yeah,
and it's not until you need the, mm-hmm, service of Headway Essex that you might not even hear. It's the same with lots of charities. You don't know they're there until you actually need them.
Yeah, a couple of people that I worked with, I've suddenly found out that they were helped by Headway, so they're doing something as well. And so, you know, they said what a fantastic service they do. So, you know, we're really happy to help them.
Yeah.
Now, the event's taking place on the 1st of August. So, tell us all about how long. Because I always ask people this when they set up. They go, "Oh, we'll do an event." How long has it taken you, and how many sleepless nights have you had putting everything together?
Say it's taken us about 6 months.
Yeah.
It's been quite intense the past couple of months, though, trying to get raffle prizes, auction items, getting a place to host the whole event.
Yeah.
About 6 months.
We've been lucky. A lot of people have donated a lot, haven't they?
The generosity of the Select Club. They've offered us their whole place for nothing,
yep,
for the day. It's been brilliant.
So what time is it starting? It's on the 1st of August, and what can people expect when they get there?
It's starting at 12:30, and there's going to be two football games run. One is a team of Ben's friends and family are going to be in that team.
Yep.
There's a all-day barbecue that you'll pay for on the day. There's bouncy castles for the children, face paintings,
tombola
sweet stall. There's a local dance group that are going to be performing, and a baton twirling troupe.
Yep.
In the evening, there's a raffle, and there's the main prize is a widescreen TV, and many more prizes, and an auction. There's a signed West Ham T-shirt from this last season's players.
We've got a Burnley signed shirt, Crystal Palace England cricket shirt, so many
so
things.
So many.
Signed gloves from Southend.
Yeah.
Just everything. It's just got so much.
And then there's a big party at the end to celebrate Ben's 30th birthday.
Yeah. And you've got all Ben's friends coming on. If people want to get, do they have to buy tickets to come in, or how much is it to get in?
Well, it's £2 for a ticket, but when the tickets run out, you can still come and pay on the door, and it's £2 for adults and free for children.
Lovely.
Which is not a bigger price, is it?
No, that's fine. And what time does it finish? Is it going right the way through till sort of early evening or late evening?
I think the disco finishes about 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Midnight, yep.
Wow.
It's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a very long day. Hopefully they've got a bar there. Have they by any chance?
Of course.
Of course they've got a bar. For adults only. Yeah. So if you do want to come down, it's on the 1st of August. It's the Select Sports and Leisure Club, which is in Basildon. You will find it. Have you got your Facebook page as well, if people want to find out more?
We have, yeah. There's a Facebook page in memory of Ben Dines, and they'll find all the details on there.
Lovely. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you both. I hope is it going to be something you're going to be doing every year? Or as it takes 6 months, it'll be every 2 years.
We might do it again, but we're not sure if it'll be every year. But we'll wait and see. Yeah. See how this one goes first.
Get this out of the way. Well, I hope it goes really well. Lovely to meet both of you.
Thank you, and you.
You spend far too much time together because you're very you're very similar. So if you do want to go along to the event, and it is in aid of Headway Essex in memory of Ben Dines, and it's going to be on the 1st of August, Select Sports and Leisure Club, and as you said, it's going to be running through from 12 o'clock till 12 o'clock at night. So you've got loads of you're both still going. We're going to be very tired, but you've got your bouncy castle to the children. It's £2.50, was it, to get in?
£2.
£2 to get in. Do turn up, bring your children. You'll have a great day. There's a full bar there. There'll be bouncy castles, football matches, and all sorts of things happening throughout the day, and the auctions as well.
Yep. Yep.
Lovely. Nice to meet you both.
And thank you.
And I do apologise again for the air conditioning. And it was funny because my little Harry over there is here on work experience. Did you think she was the presenter and just think they get younger and younger?
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's young.
Well, she has been taken. I think I'm getting pushed out. Oh. I don't like to even go and answer the door in case I get locked out of the studio. Yeah. So, right, 11:25. I'll be back after the hour.